Gaylord's was the place where you met famous peasant and worker Spanish commanders who had sprung to arms from the people at the start of the war, without any previous military training, and found that many of them spoke Russian. That had been the first big disillusion to him a few months back, and he had started to be cynical to himself about it. But when he realized how it happened, it was all right. They were peasants and workers. They had been active in the 1934 revolution and had to flee the country when it failed, and in Russia they had sent them to the military academy and to the Lenin Institute the Comintern maintained, so they would be ready to fight the next time and have the necessary military education to command. The Comintern had educated them there. In a revolution, you could not admit to outsiders who helped you, nor that anyone knew more than he was supposed to know. He had learned that. If a thing was right fundamentally, the lying was not supposed to matter. There was a lot of lying, though. He did not care for the lying at first. He hated it. Then later he had come to like it. It was part of being an insider, but it was a very corrupting business. It was at Gaylord's that you learned that Valentin Gonzalez, called El Campesino, or the peasant, had never been a peasant, but was an ex-sergeant in the Spanish Foreign Legion who had deserted and fought with Abdelkrim. That was all right, too. Why shouldn't he be? You had to have these peasant leaders quickly in this sort of war, and a real peasant leader might be a little too much like Pablo. You couldn't wait for the real peasant leader to arrive, and he might have too many peasant characteristics when he did. So you had to manufacture one. At that, from what he had seen of Campesino, with his black beard, his thick negroid lips, and his feverish, staring eyes, he thought he might give almost as much trouble as a real peasant leader. The last time he had seen him, he seemed to have gotten to believe his own publicity and think he was a peasant. He was a brave, tough man, no braver in the world. But God, how he talked too much. And when he was excited, he would say anything, no matter what the consequences of his indiscretion. And those consequences had been many already. He was a wonderful brigade commander, though in a situation where it looked as though everything was lost. He never knew when everything was lost, and if it was, he would fight out of it. At Gaylord's, too, you met the simple stonemason, Enrique Lister, from Galicia, who now commanded a division and who talked Russian, too. And you met the cabinet worker, Juan Modesto, from Andalusia, who had just been given an army corps. He never learned his Russian in Puerto de Santa Maria, although he might have if they had a Berlitz school there that the cabinet makers went to. He was the most trusted of the young soldiers by the Russians because he was a true party man. 100%, they said, proud to use the Americanism. He was much more intelligent than Lister or El Campesino. Sure, Gaylord's was the place you needed to complete your education. It was there you learned how it was all really done, instead of how it was supposed to be done. He had only started his education, he thought. He wondered whether he would continue with it long. Gaylord's was good and sound and what he needed. At the start, when he had still believed all the nonsense, it had come as a shock to him. But now he knew enough to accept the necessity for all the deception, and what he learned at Gaylord's only strengthened him in his belief in the things that he did hold to be true. He liked to know how it really was, not how it was supposed to be. There was always lying in a war. But the truth of Lister, Modesto, and El Campesino was much better than the lies and legends. Well, someday they would tell the truth to everyone, and meantime he was glad there was a Gaylord's for his own learning of it. Yes, that was where he would go in Madrid after he had bought the books, and after he had lain in the hot bath and had a couple of drinks and had read a while. But that was before Maria had come into all this that he had that plan. All right. They would have two rooms, and she could do what she liked while he went up there, and he'd come back from Gaylord's to her. She had waited up in the hills all this time. She could wait a little while at the Hotel Florida. They would have 3 days in Madrid. 3 days could be a long time. He'd take her to see the Marx Brothers at the opera. That had been running for 3 months now, and would certainly be good for 3 months more. She'd like the Marx Brothers at the opera, he thought. She'd like that very much.